danger. It's dangerous.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
Y'all are wild. Can I live?
You are out of control. I can't even deal with you.
Y'all are so petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Made for everybody.
Yo,
knock it off.
I did a lot in these past 2 days.
Get out of here. You had a whole vacation. You was gone, what, for 6 days, 5 days?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to Mac Wilds. I saw Mac Wilds yesterday. We actually put in our lip service today, but he has After Hours out now, which is a really good album.
I haven't listened to it
yet.
I saw everybody talking
like
about it.
It's really, really a great album, and he also has a movie coming on Tidal that he's doing After Hours.
The reason I really want to hear After Hours is because I love word of mouth more than anything, because we live in this era that's like a real hype beast society. So when something comes out like Mac Wilds and like it's not a lot of fanfare, but you just see people talking about it because of the quality of the music, I like that.
Yeah.
And I haven't had a chance to listen to Kendrick's album yet. I'm so upset about that. I worked all day yesterday. And actually, my friend opened up a spa in New York. So I did a little spa party. I did the grand opening, cut the ribbon and everything. And
nice.
I hosted about 20 women to come and get spa services yesterday. It was really fun. I think that's a good thing to do instead of like the traditional, oh, let's all go to dinner, let's all go to the club, a nice spa day with your friends.
Yeah, especially when you get to a certain age. When you get to a certain age, you definitely want to go to a spa for, over the club, get some relaxation.
But I ain't going to go
rub your feet.
Friends. You know,
your feet.
But you could. I was actually trying to convince him to do something for men for Father's Day.
Nah,
because I think that'd be
that.
Nice. Men go to the spa,
Charlamagne,
too.
Let's me and you go to the spa and hang out, bro.
It's like going to the sauna.
See, no, hell
don't
no.
Men go to, like, the sauna, the
no,
steam room?
No, I don't go to the sauna with nobody.
No.
You don't go to the steam room?
No, men, no.
And have conversations?
No, you don't even talk in the sauna
y'all
that
should.
Much. Why?
No.
You go in the sauna to relax and chill. Like, you walk in the sauna, you might say, what's up? If somebody's already in there, or somebody walks in, you say, what's up? And then you just sit there and mind your business.
Yeah, keep it moving.
But they have, like, a TV. Y'all could watch TV while you're waiting for certain services to get done. Because we went and did different things. They had a foot scrub. You know what they had that I didn't do this and I thought about it, but a lot of my friends did it? They had nose waxing. They waxed the hair out of your nose.
Out?
Yeah, they like wax your nose hair. But they said it helps you breathe a lot better. I didn't actually do it, but some of my friends did and they liked it.
I go to the spa with one person. That's my wife.
Yeah, I'm with you. Just my wife.
But they had the foot scrub.
They had a machine that is like, it's like clippers. You stick in your nose and it cuts your nose hair. I don't know about waxing.
Well, anyway, we had a great time. So shout out to everybody at Up Spa.
And I've heard most of Kendrick's album. I got up to the song Fear, which is like, I think it's two more songs left after Fear. Fear's 7 minutes long.
What'd you think of the album?
I mean, it's cool. I like it. I like Kendrick.
I'm a big Kendrick fan.
Yeah, Kendrick don't disappoint.
I got a couple of records on there I like that. I was listening to it this morning and last night. Last night, actually, me and my wife, it was date night. We went to see a... shout to you, Yee, and shout to Pete. We went to a Cirque du Soleil show.
Oh, you went?
Yeah,
nice.
I went last night. It was dope. It was on 42nd Street. Real nice 2-hour show. Then after we went and did some dinner. But it was good, man. I had a great time. Cirque du Soleil is like, you know, some of the tricks and stunts and flips and all that stuff. And this was the first one I went to that was like a play. Usually it's more like a circus. This one was like a play. It was like a theme and all that. But it was really, really good.
I've been trying to get to that. And I was like, you know who would like to go to that? Envy.
Yeah, I went. It was really good.
I ain't gonna lie. Universal Soul Circus sound more popping than what you just described.
Universal Soul Circus is popping.
It's Pitbulls. Not called Universal Soul. It's called Universal Soul, Circus.
Pit bulls that be breakdancing at the Universal Soul Circus.
We
man.
Went to Universal Circus as well.
They didn't have pit bulls this year breakdancing. But that's a great circus as well. But let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
I mean, what else can we talk about? Donald Trump dropped a bomb.
Literally. We'll talk about that. And also, Little Duval and D-Ray will be joining us.
Little Duval punk ass.
I gotta be all that.
Damn,
gonna
what
see.
Was that about?
We'll see when he get here.
And Lil Yachty, too. All right, keep it locked. It's a Breakfast Club. Good morning. Woo! Fake Love Drake. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. But before we do that, Tell them why you're blessed. If you feel blessed this morning, call us up right now. It's a Friday. Maybe it's your birthday. 800-585-1051. If you're feeling blessed.
Maybe it's payday.
Yes, it is payday for us.
It is payday?
Yeah, yes. We got paid.
Oh, shoot.
I don't play no games. Y'all know I know exactly when we get paid.
On Easter weekend?
Mm-hmm.
It's that good check, too, because, you know, this is the check that you can kind of, like, play with a little bit because mm-hmm. you paid all your bills the first of the month.
Well, hopefully you did.
Oh, yes.
Some of us haven't.
Well, let's get into some front page news. Let's talk about this bomb we dropped yesterday.
Well, first of all, let's talk about CNN political commentator Jeffrey Lord actually comparing President Donald Trump to Martin Luther King Jr. What is that comparison? Here's what he said.
Think of President Trump as the Martin Luther King of healthcare. Dr. King kept putting people in the streets in harm's way to put the pressure on so that the bill would be introduced. That's what
Jeffrey,
finally
you do
worked.
Understand that you do understand that Dr. King was marching for civil rights because people that looked like me were being beaten. Dogs were being sicked on them. Basic human rights were being withheld from these people merely because of the color of their skin. So let's not equate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., a humanitarian, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, to the vagina-grabbing President Donald Trump.
Ah, drop one of Clues bombs for Simone Sanders, damn it.
Love that.
She's absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I don't even understand the comparison at all. Like, what Simone said is absolutely right. Martin Luther King Jr. was marching and protesting for basic human rights, equality.
Yesterday, President Donald Trump dropped a bomb on ISIS in Afghanistan. Now, it comes after he actually dispatched missiles into an airfield in Syria, and that was as, quote-unquote, punishment for them using chemical weapons on their own people in Syria.
Right.
And now he has dropped a bomb on Afghanistan. And basically, his rationale is he's trying to halt the spread of ISIS. And, 36 people were killed in this bombing. Now, people are looking at this as Donald Trump making good on his Make America Great promises, being very proactive with the military. People, about 51% of Americans, they say, are supportive of this bomb being dropped in Afghanistan.
The biggest bomb ever, right? 21,000 pounds. They had to actually push that bomb off the plane. That's crazy.
I mean, I'm not well-versed on any of this stuff. I mean, they tell you...
Listen, I'm just learning about all of this right now.
Yeah, when they tell you ISIS is the enemy and then they tell you that they're doing things to prevent ISIS from spreading and killing more people, you know, it makes it kind of justified, but I don't know because it's Donald Trump, so I'm still looking at him like, I don't know if that was the thing to do, buddy.
Right.
So I don't know.
But we don't know what the long-term effects... And the real thing is now, what's the plan going forward? Do we have a long-term plan? What's happening? You know, are we just doing this like right now? This is immediate, but then now what? What's the long-term drawn-out map of what we're planning to do?
Right.
I don't know.
I know Lil Yachty going to be here this morning.
Yeah, Lil Yachty going to be joining
Maybe
us.
Maybe you can shed some light on that for
yes,
you.
Yes, we should. Definitely.
You going to ask Lil Yachty?
We should. You know what, man? Well, how do we know Lil Yachty don't got a fire political hot take? Has anybody ever asked Lil Yachty? Or y'all just assume the man don't know anything about politics, okay?
Shut
Lil
up.
Boat.
Let's ask Lil Yachty how he feels about some of these political things going on in our world. Okay? Why not?
You better off asking him about India Love.
You don't know. Disrespect that man. You don't know what that man know.
Okay. All right.
Man might be Lil Jon on Chappelle's show for all you know.
Okay.
Everybody thought Lil Jon was just a yelling, screaming, ad-lib type person, but didn't know he had a deep side.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Tell him why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, good morning, yo. This is the Mad Rapper, son, for real.
I'm mad, and I stay mad. I stay angry. I stay heated. I stay pissed off.
Tell them why you mad. Breakfast Club, let's go.
Hello, who's this?
Yo.
Tell them why you mad, bro.
D, what up, man? How you feeling,
V? I'm all right.
Yo, relax, my G. You sound like you eat too much pork.
Pork? Nah, I don't eat pork, yo. I'm Muslim.
Okay,
that's funny because I was actually on Hustle and Soul on WeTV last night, and the same thing I said, no pork on my fork. They were trying to sell pork chops.
Hey, when you going to put a new hairdo?
When what?
When you going to get a new hairdo? You got to get your new hairstyle out here, ye. Got the same hairstyle.
No, I'm fine with it, but thank you. What's your hair look like?
Go to Wood Johnson 950 on Instagram and find out, baby. Body tell records, we out.
Hello, who's this?
This guy is so crazy.
Hello?
Hello? What's up, guys?
Hey, Porta Potty Guy.
I thought you changed your name.
I did. What's my real name, Ye?
I don't know.
Sean Stone, baby. Well, listen, I hear you guys talking about... Charlamagne, chill out, Black Privilege. I hear you guys talking about Mack Watt album, Kendrick album. Talk about my album, B.
You have an album out?
Yeah, it's on YouTube, actually. If you go to Porta Potty Guy page, you know what I mean? You could click on the link, and you could listen to all my four new songs, man.
It's amazing how you just tried to put yourself in the mix with Mac Wilds and Kendrick Lamar. Like, people really waking up this morning saying, I'm going to go get that Porta Potty out.
That Porta Potty out. That's the shit.
Yo, people be loving Porta Potty Guy out there, man.
Nobody knows Porta Potty Guy out there, man. Let's be realistic.
The people that listen to The Breakfast Club do.
But have a great morning, though.
You too, guys.
I'm looking him up now. Porta Potty Guy.
He lying. Hello, who's this?
Just tell him why you blessed or tell him why you mad.
Which one are you?
I'm blessed, Envy.
All right, well, tell us why you blessed, bro.
Hey, man, I'm blessed because I got two daughters, young African-American women, both about to graduate college. Youngest daughter be a lawyer, going to law school.
There you
other
go.
Other one graduating, become an engineer.
Nice.
And
there
that's
you
the
go.
Positive stuff you need to hear in the morning, you know?
I love that.
Nice,
no
nice,
doubt,
nice.
No doubt. So I'm blessed, man. And, you know, I just want to shout y'all out and listen to y'all every morning.
Okay. All right, thank you, bro.
The only thing that makes that blessing complete if y'all show up to the graduation ceremony, you heard?
Oh, word, but that ain't happening.
What's
not,
cool?
It's not on my part.
What's cool?
My daughter's graduating from, she graduated from Howard. She's going to American Law School.
Oh, man, if you just said Hampton, I might have came through.
NJIT.
Yeah, if you just said Hampton, you might have had me, bro. Sorry.
Yeah, Envy, how your son Chase doing, man? He still hooping?
Yeah, he's still busting ass, man. He bust my ass the other day, man. I was mad about that, man.
You got a son named Chase?
You know, he said, how's your son? Chase,
you? Envy, this is me and Ricky Rivers. You know, I run that park, Artillery Park. You and your family used to come out.
He said, how's your son doing? Chasing the ball dream, not my son.
Oh,
named Chase.
I thought, how's your son Chase?
No,
I was like,
no,
huh?
Chasing the dream. Now he's doing good. He bust my ass the other day, man. He beat me 11-9, man. I was pissed off about it.
All right, that's good stuff. That's good stuff, man.
All right, bro. All right. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. When we come back, tell us why you're blessed. If you feel blessed, call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
Okay.
Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051.
This is a celebration.
It's The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this Chambers from Orangeburg.
Man, tell him why you blessed,
bro. Orangeburg, what up?
Yeah, we ain't here, bro. But, man, I'm blessed this morning because me and my boys done came together. We done got our LLC done for our business. PLU Nation is live. Yeah, check out the new video.
So you got your LLC, you said, done?
Oh, God.
Yes.
What's the LLC called?
You just said it,
man.
PLU Nation.
You know you.
What is
PLU
it called?
PLU Nation, man.
It's
please
rap,
light up.
It's a rap label.
Yeah.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Right. Well, so are you a rapper or are you just an executive?
I'm just an executive.
Okay, well, perfect.
Okay, yeah, good luck, man. You're going to need it.
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, tell them why you blessed.
Yo, I'm blessed because I got a beautiful, beautiful side wife. And she's pregnant with twins. I can't wait to see her.
Did you say side wife?
It sounded like he said side wife.
He said fine wife.
No. Oh. I got a fine-ass wife.
Oh.
I thought he said side wife.
She fine, she dark in. Hey, Angelique, you so beautiful. If I wasn't married, I'd try to talk to you, but we too far away.
All righty,
oh,
then.
I guess that's, you should say thank kinda, you.
Thank
what's
you.
Your wife's Instagram,
that
G?
That kind of took away from it.
Hey, but hey, I got a beautiful wife and I love her.
What's that's her Instagram?
It. Huh?
Don't tell him her
what's
Instagram.
What's her Instagram?
What's my Instagram?
No, your
wife. Yeah, what's your Instagram?
What's my Instagram?
You know what? Have a great morning, bro. Have a good weekend. Hello, who's this?
Oh my God! Hi.
Hey, Vicky.
Tell
you sound good.
Blessed.
You sound happy. You sound blessed.
I'm so happy. Somebody just proposed to me. Can you guys believe that?
No. What's his name?
His name. I don't want to say his name on the radio because he's not that special. But honestly, I really.
He's
want
not
to
that
talk
special.
Wait, are you engaged or not?
How is he not that special?
I'm engaged, but it's not that special, honestly. Because I really, all I care about is talking to you guys. That's all I care about.
Wait. Wait, back up a second. You got engaged.
He's not that special to me.
And he's not that special. So why are you engaged?
Oh, well, I just said yes about the ring because that ring looks so big and nice and beautiful. Honestly, I don't think he's not that special. You guys are really special.
And
I cannot believe I just got
you. Trying to tell me Janet Jackson didn't plan out her whole situation?
She's definitely.
You don't think if she's planning it out for a ring? You think
absolutely.
Janet didn't plan it out for $500 million? Come on now.
You heard that? He's right over here with me. He knows that he's not that special.
He's talking bad about me because I'm right next to her.
What?
Let me talk to him. Let me talk to your man. Let me talk
hey,
to your
you
man.
Guys, this is crazy.
What's your name, bro?
Brandon.
Hey, Brandon, I think you need to get your future wife drug tested before you decide to marry her.
I think
man.
You need to get your ring back, Brandon.
Will do, sir. Will do.
All right. Make sure the drug test is very important. I don't know if she's the one that you should breed with.
This is exactly why I said yes, because I was a little too drunk. But, guys.
What? What is going on?
Hey, Brandon, let this that is girl know that you're kidnapping, man.
This is the marriage. This is the marriage that's going to last longer than anybody else's marriage and outlast everyone.
Brandon, you just met that girl tonight, man. Brandon stole a ring from somebody and gave it to her. Now he about to trick out some vagina. Let that girl go.
No, I kind of just shoot up the club.
There
and,
you go.
You know,
okay.
Now I got to do what I got to do.
Oh, she's pregnant.
She's pregnant.
Yeah. She trapped you.
All right. Goodbye. Happy Friday, guys.
Have a blessed day.
I don't know what they're on. I need to get on what they're on. Tell them why you're blessed. 800-585-1051. You got rumors on the way?
Yes, I mean, we got to talk about Kendrick Lamar. His new album is out. It came out late last night. I haven't even had a chance to listen to the whole thing yet, so I'm going to concentrate on that. But, yeah, let's get into it immediately.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
So Kendrick Lamar's Damn album is out. Have you guys had a chance to listen to the album yet?
I heard every song up to Fear, so I got two more songs to listen to.
I heard a couple of joints.
I only got to listen to it on the way to work. And you know, it only takes me less than 15 minutes to get here, so I only heard about three songs
so far. I've been trying
to listen to the whole thing. Now, we all saw the track listing when it came out. We know that Rihanna is featured on the album, and she's featured on the song called Loyalty. Here's a little snippet of that.
Kung Fu Kenny Nim. My resume is real enough for two millenniums. A better way to make a way, start defending them. I meditate and moderate all of my wins again. I'm hanging on the fence again. I'm always on your mind. I put my lyric and my lifeline on the line. And ain't no limit when I might shine, might grind. You rolling with it at the right time, right now.
Only for the dollar sign.
Bad girl, living now. Swear, leaving now. On your pulse, I can see the end. Gas on the like it's premium. Hearts on the y'all in the fast lane. Been a bad before any cash came, I'm established. Hanna carrots, so my name run the Atlas. I'm a natural,
I'm a savage.
Yeah, I heard that record this morning. I don't know if I like that record.
I like it.
Only because it sounds like a reach for radio, and I don't like Kendrick doing records for radio.
Nah, you know what I like about Kendrick? Because Kendrick does songs that I feel like are great on radio, but he also does songs that are great just to listen to in the car, but it don't never feel like a reach to me.
The record before that is hot, too. The one that we talk about slapping people in the face. I make slapping people in the face look sexy.
Yeah.
That record is tough.
I'm slapping you and make it look sexy or something like that.
And that's the Pray For Me record, right? The Pray For Me record, too.
I don't remember.
If you pray for me, that record's tough, too.
All right. In addition to that, we all saw yesterday when LeBron was filming himself dancing to the song Element. Check out a snippet of the song Element.
Oh, they thought they wouldn't go see me, huh? Oh, they thought they cared that real life is the same life they see on TV, huh? Oh, y'all wanna flex on me and be in LA for free, huh? Next time they hit the 10 freeway, we need receipt, huh? Cause most of y'all ain't real. Most of y'all go squeal. Most of y'all just envy, but jealousy get you killed. Most of y'all throw rocks and try to hide your hand. Just say his name and I promise that you'll see Candyman. Because it's all in your eyes. Most of y'all tell lies. Most of y'all don't fade. Most of y'all been advised. Last OP I tried to lift a black artist. But it's the difference between black artists and whack artists.
That's a tough tune. That record was tough. That sounds like a RZA production. And by the way, iHeart might as well just give LeBron his own radio show. And LeBron might as well be out here dropping his own bombs. Give him the clue bomb and let him go on about his way, okay? Because he premiered more records than all.
Yeah, we got some more LeBron records coming up soon in the rumors this morning. But yeah, so that's Kendrick's album. Obviously, you guys should all listen to the whole entire album now. I'm excited about it. I'm a big Wu-Tang fan, so a lot of what Kendrick does remind me of Wu-Tang because that's my favorite group of all time.
He got a lot of Wu-Tang elements, but I always say it would be dope to hear Kendrick back in the day with some organized noise production. The same people that used to do Outkast and Goody Mob stuff. He got that kind of vibe, too.
And he also looks like Old Dirty Bastard on the cover of the album. So a lot of things were reminiscent of that to me. All right, now, Kelly Rowland had a book signing, and fur protesters actually showed up.
This was so crazy.
So pointless.
Yeah, she was actually signing copies of her new mom guide, Whoa Baby, and this was in Ridgewood, New Jersey, and that's when this happened.
This goes out to all the animals that were tortured and murdered.
Don't touch my phone.
So Kelly can wear their fur. Fur train!
Death train!
Fur train!
Death train!
Kelly Rowland has blood on her hands!
Kelly Rowland has blood on her hands!
I'm a since when is Kelly Rowland the fur person?
I don't know.
Like I don't see Kelly Rowland associate her with fur.
But now Kelly Rowland just stood to the side, let them do their thing, didn't say anything, didn't engage
them.
Well,
they act like they was going to take a picture with her first because they were all
they came. I mean, that's how they do it. They come in and pretend that they're fans, and then all of a sudden they just catch you off guard.
Kelly Rowland got blood on her.
But she played it cool. She just chilled, let them do their thing, and then they got escorted out.
Well, I was at Harvard yesterday discussing my first book that'll be out this Tuesday, Black Privilege, Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create It. And they didn't pose as my fans. They was just straight up protesting.
About the fur you wore fur?
Man, shut up.
That's what I said when he told me. I said, when did you wear fur?
it was some kids who went to the school and they said I was homophobic, transphobic, and misogynistic.
How many kids protested?
Like 10. But it was like it started off on this little online chat thing they have. And then like before the event started, they came into the event and read off these things I had allegedly said. So like 30 people left the event. It was like, anybody who stays here supports misogyny, homophobia, and transphobia. But they never produced any like alleged evidence of the homophobia. But the transphobia was because I was asking Young M.A. about strap-ons. And the misogyny was because I said J-Lo was vintage vagina. The moral of the story is I told them yesterday to pick your battles. All these real issues going on in the world and you're wasting time protesting people who are on your side. Like, stop it.
Yeah, that's
knock
pretty
it
dumb.
Off.
But you know what I'm saying? People that did Kelly Rowland, protested Kelly Rowland, also did Kim Kardashian a couple of years ago in the same bookstore.
Oh, okay. So that bookstore is just a target.
And well, Charlamagne, you going to that bookstore, right?
I'm going to be at that bookstore on April 26th.
Well, get ready for that.
Nice. April 26th.
Remember when Charlamagne wore that red fur when we first started the Breakfast Club?
I've never had a fur.
It might have been a faux fur, though.
I mean, you can lie. It's plenty of them to protest me over. They'll come. They don't need the fur. They'll make things up, okay?
But all right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. That was Rihanna with Need and Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. We got some special guests in the building.
The stars of the new movie, Grow House. Lil Duval and D-Ray Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Morning, guys.
What's up?
Why you got that mask on?
Yeah, somebody was talking stuff on the Instagram. Yeah.
I don't want no problems.
You all in the comments talking crazy. You got your little book or whatever. Yeah, I see it. Now what?
You're the dumbest criminal right here.
Yeah.
You ain't pull up on Mike Epps like that.
Oh.
See what I'm saying?
Nah, we squashed that beef.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He showed up in a mask after saying who he was.
That's the kind of criminal that's what we're dealing with. He showed up in a mask. Like.
Now, D-Ray's always there when something crazy happens in an interview. Yeah. All right, you were sitting right there when Spike Lee was called a coon. Or what was going on?
I was more.
Boy, you look so uncomfortable, D-Ray.
People don't know. You know the bad part? I ain't like Spike gave me no job. Ain't like I work. It just felt blasphemous.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I just saw the clip online because it came through my feed. I've never heard somebody call Spike Lee a house.
Spike Lee is the last house.
That's what I'm saying. They ain't come out right.
Spike didn't come out right. Yeah.
I know what you mean.
He's the last person should call.
No, Spike won't even go in the house, man. Spike won't be nowhere near the house. This is ridiculous, but Faison is the man. You know what Faison get, man? Once he's locked in his head, he got something like a grandfather. You can't tell him no white people.
I wasn't
going
to tell him he was wrong. He wasn't going to swing me and mop me up and down. Man.
So you didn't feel like you should have stood up for Spike Lee and been like, hey,
you
man.
You see what
Faison
did? Hell no. It wasn't that because me and Faison, we've always went back and forth on certain things. I've slowed Faison down when he about to bully a few cats in situations. And I just felt like I got really caught off guard. Felt like I was sitting there, Faison was like, and D-Ray with me too. Like I'm a hype man at a bad rap concert.
It didn't surprise us though what he did though, because we know like Faison ain't no cornball. Like he's he's official when it comes to that street stuff.
But sometimes that wasn't a street moment, man.
No, I'm talking about when he slung that boy. When he slung that boy.
No, I know that.
Yeah, but I love Faison, but that ain't street stuff. Faison 40 something years old, man. He told me to be doing street stuff.
Hey, if somebody
49?
Spit on you,
yeah.
Come on, man. Can't Faison be doing 49. Street stuff.
You see how Faison threw that dude?
He's a man.
But
let me
tell you about that city, though. I got a case also, same city, Columbus, Ohio, just known for comedians getting in trouble.
You got a case in Columbus, too, D-Ray?
Yeah, but I end up copying my... I'm done. I couldn't go back and forth with Columbus.
They wouldn't let him in the Waffle House. He couldn't get in the Waffle. That's what happened for real.
You lying.
For
real?
Not like that. That ain't... He made sound like...
Wait.
Well, I went to the door and they was like, my situation was getting ready to go in. And they was going to let them in. He was going to let them in. Then I got to the door. He said, you got to wait in line. I said, ain't no line. And then four white people walked up and he said, it's a line now. And that's the kind of stuff I have an issue with.
Wow. I've never seen a line at the Waffle House.
I ain't never seen a line at the Waffle House.
They have a VIP.
They get you in and out.
Ohio. It was a clean Waffle House, which I should have been right there. It should have caught me on guard.
Yeah. If Waffle House clean, it ain't good.
Oh, you so got did the you tell him? Did you tell him something like, you know who I am type of thing?
Nope, I couldn't because he did not know. I knew by his eyes. You know what did he care? He was waiting for me to say that. He'd be like, I don't care if you were. He's waiting on a bigger black guy named like, I don't care if you were a little Duval in a mask. He didn't care. He just didn't care, man. But when I went in front of the judge, I knew I wasn't going to win because he was like, you said this feels racist. But I went to that college, and I know people there still, and we've never had problems with ethnic. I was like, man, I'm not.
Why you making that chair lower?
Yeah, because I need to get higher. I feel short as hell.
You are short as hell.
Yeah, but I want to get up like this.
You should stand up.
I just stand up.
Yeah, just stand up.
Nothing looks different, though. Not the same.
Anyway, so that's what this
I want to stand up so they can see the movie, because we talking about stuff that ain't got nothing to do with the movie.
Right.
We're going to get to it.
Oh, okay.
Last time D-Ray was up here, you had a TV show where you were living with two women.
Yeah.
Drop on the clues bombs for D-Ray Davis living life. Mm-hmm.
Is that still working out good?
I'm always having a couple of situations.
A couple of situations.
Why don't you give tips to some of the young players,
man? Because like, it's hard, and he aggravated by it.
Like, it is hard.
I'm not aggravated by it. Who won't want you to be aggravated by something to make you feel
good? Listen, I'm sure one girlfriend is hard, so imagine two.
Yeah.
T.I. said marriage is frustrating. It's a distraction. How do you feel? Is it easier for you to have two at the same time?
Figure like this. It's easier for me for the fact I ain't got to sit there and have a conversation all day about how your day was, what you do. They talk to each other. That's what make it easier for me.
Mm-hmm.
You can have it.
But everything else with the, you talking about, do I get double asked the questions? Am I cheating? I always feel awkward.
Oh, they team up on you?
I'm cheating in the house. No, I'm kidding. What you mean? Is there another woman? She right next to you.
So, Duval, you got a new girl?
Yeah, I got a new
you
old lady.
You seemed so heartbroken before, man. I felt bad.
I wasn't heartbroken. Oh, I wasn't heartbroken.
See that part.
I ain't tell you I got a new old lady?
No, I know. I'm talking about the heartbroken part.
When was he heartbroken?
I wasn't heartbroken. When did you ever see me heartbroken?
That look like? She looked like a stripper teacher?
You can tell if Duval heartbroken based on how long he going on vacation. He on vacation for 2 weeks, he going to do something.
Brother Sharp.
I wasn't heartbroken. I mean, I it was what it was. Relationship was cool, and we moved on, you know? And that's all it was. Now I got a new old lady, and I like her.
I didn't tell about you did start doing drugs, though.
I started doing marijuana. I started smoking marijuana.
Wow. A little crack.
And actually, I was smoking before I broke up with her.
I think you know more than that. I think it's more than weed.
You do look a little crackish.
Nah, I look a little high.
What? Crackish.
Good talk. Mm-hmm.
Wow. You started smoking for the movie?
No, I didn't start smoking for the movie.
She said you look crackish.
Hey, man, I'm out here grinding, man. I'm out here grinding. Everybody can't go on vacation and chill and post up, you know, because you living your life now. I'm out here working now, you know.
Oh, man.
You're getting sexy now, so you're getting that money.
You're starring in a movie and whatnot.
Yeah, Grow House.
Charlamagne's proud of you. He said it's about time you got a starring role in a movie, finally.
Yeah, right. Man. It's a long time coming, but it came at the right time.
Duval
you know?
Be playing, man. Duval could have been doing this kind of stuff, but he don't take it as serious as he should.
Well, thank God D-Ray put the battery in your back.
That's why.
Oddly, it's not even that he's just starring in it. He killed a movie. You know, a lot of people star in movies, and it'd be all right. He, Duval, hey, man.
Now, this movie really is funny, for real.
He rocked the hell out. This movie, I was sitting there like, dude, this dude's a star, man. I was looking at it outside of not even watching Lil Duval. He killed it. He killed it. It's about time, man.
He did, too, though, right?
Is it right, you too, Duray? You've been in a bunch of movies, too, but I feel like this was, like, one of your first superstar roles, right?
Well, like in a comfortable position, you know what I'm saying, with somebody I know. Yeah, I say so.
All right, we got more with Lil Duval and D-Ray Davis coming up next. We'll find out about their new movie. We'll also talk to D-Ray about hip-hop squares, you know, with Safari, T.I., and Lil Duval going at each other. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're back. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Lil Duval and D-Ray Davis, stars of the new movie Grow House, in the building. Now, both of y'all smoke, right?
I don't smoke.
You don't smoke?
Never have.
Really?
Yeah, just sold it.
You didn't feel like you had to do research like Duval did?
We did, because the research right there. DJ Pooh was right there, like, hold it like this.
I didn't smoke when I shot the movie.
We had blood holders and teachers.
No, now you know how to roll up and everything?
Nah, I got a rolling machine.
Okay, that's lazy. I have one of those, too. I don't think those work that well.
Nah, they work really good, the ones I got. I got a rolling machine. Shout out to Burner. I got one of his.
That's actually a typical smoking one.
Actually, it's not. It's like it's about the grow house, opening up a grow house. That's the thing. That's the good thing about this comedy. Like, if you think about Friday, which was written by Pooh, you know, shout out to Pooh. Pooh is like the Martin Scorsese. How you say that?
Scorsese.
Yeah, like him. You know, I'm from Florida, so I can't talk pretty good. But
I'm making this
he's a genius when it comes to that. So, and if you look at most of them comedies like that, the best comedies are the ones that the story is not really a comedy. Mm-hmm. Like what made Friday a classic was because it was a story and it just had funny people in it. Mm-hmm. Right. And they was just funny. Then that's what this is. It's a real story about opening up a grow house. And actually, you can actually learn how to open up a grow house by watching this movie. So it's a good, and then it got us being funny. So this just makes it 10 times funny. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's going to be a classic.
Did you do a lot of ad-libbing?
Yeah, we did.
Until Pooh.
Yeah, Pooh ain't no joke with that. He's like, nah, read these.
Pooh knows how he wants things, and if we go too far out, because we was wasting time with a lot of time, we'd do a scene that's supposed to be 2 minutes, taking us like 7-8 minutes. Mm-hmm. How long take you when you were shooting those, Charlemagne?
Yo, Charlemagne in it too. I forgot. Charlemagne, the God.
He's the God.
Did he make the cut?
Yeah. Not even a day.
Okay. You made the cut, Charlemagne.
I ain't know if I made the cut. All right, I'll start posting about
it. He didn't even talk about it.
That's smart,
though.
I'm posting it, though, because I like seeing my dog shine, man.
Yeah, man. I'm happy for him, too, man. We were just talking about the other day. He was like, man, do you realize you got the book coming out. We got a movie coming out at the same time.
Same week.
Like, we doing our thing. Like, and I'm just happy to see all of us do our thing. Even y'all. Envy, just to see Angela Yee, everybody, just see everybody come from where we seen it start.
Everybody done glowed up. See, Angela Yee got ass now.
Oh, you got your booty? You got your booty done?
You ain't seen it.
You finally got your booty done.
I'm going to always have my little butt. I'm never ever going to get that
done. You ain't got no little butt yet.
Let me see your booty. Stand up. Stand up.
Let me show you these cakes.
Stand up.
I got it. Y'all cool out? Ain't going to work like that. Can you stand up for me, please?
I saw that picture.
Just an appreciation.
I saw that picture. You got
cheeks.
Angela Yee got booty shots.
Angela
Yee got booty shots. Put that in the headline.
Come on now. You got cheeks.
That's irregular.
Hey, you was on vacation for a while. That's the heal up. We already know. We see what's going on.
Hey, she may be worried if she
we see what's
there.
Going on. Talk crazy.
Yeah, she back at back down.
You ain't never showed your booty until you got it done. I saw it. We know what it is.
Listen, first
you got
of
your booty
it,
done.
I have other butt shots on Instagram.
You got your booty done.
That's all. That's not the first
one. But it's cool. Because I like fake booties,
but
too.
But you know what? It's
fake booties matter.
It's crazy. Grow
house
and
theaters.
Like
420.
That's a good thing.
But I'm saying, why don't my other pictures about the charity work I do? Why don't people care?
Because that don't matter. Do you talk about that in your news report? You talk about other girls with their booties, so we going to talk about your booty. And it looks good. I ain't going to front. It looks nice.
That's the total misconception what she just did. She said, why when I talk about charity, don't people like,
hey, nobody wants to hear about no charity.
No charity.
Unless she a stripper.
Yo, nobody.
Now she want to end the interview. How many CCs you got?
Tell them what CC is for people who don't know.
Oh, that's where they put the amount of ejection they put in.
Why
your
do
booth.
You know that?
Because I got a lot of girls. I'm gonna pay for about two or three of them.
You pay for that? How much is it?
You can get it anywhere from 5 to 10, depending on who you go to. It's cheap and
did y'all see that video? Of me, I just showed them the video of the chick.
Wait,
stole
you
the
got?
Ass.
Oh.
Huh?
You seen the chick stole ass?
No.
Oh, yeah, man. The girl, she stole ass and ran. I'm finna post it on Instagram.
Dude, she stole
she,
ass.
She got her ass done. She ran
when it's
the
time kids, to go pay?
She ran out the goddamn door. And
no.
Man, I got it here.
Stole ass.
So you could run after you get that done?
Yeah.
They say she didn't do that until she saw you. You the one that drove her over the
yeah,
top.
Yeah, you inspiring people out here. You inspiring the streets. She doing it for the culture.
She got
her booty down for the culture.
Are little butts ever going to come back?
Hell no.
I don't think
white girls with nice booties. Girl house and theater is 420.
I have wonderful situations with nice, small ass.
Right.
Yeah, I got a mom.
Not to Ray. You do hip-hop squares, D-Ray.
Yeah, man.
How has that been?
Oh, congratulations fun, on the success of that show, man.
Great job, man. The last host of that show sucked, so I like you.
Shades! It's going good, man. It's always hard around and everybody like Duval. You see how he get, so.
I saw Duval going in on Safari.
Yeah, how was that episode? Dude. Safari, T.I.
Another time Duval. I got caught.
You're awkward.
Guard.
Yeah, it was awkward
no
for you.
No idea. They had, and I don't know.
They actually edited it. They actually edited a lot of it because we was going in on Safari. Yeah, I think he must have called in and said, don't put none of that in there. Actually, Tip was going in way worse than me. I was like, because Tip can rank a little bit.
He looked like he wanted to fight. He looked like, come down here. Let's
fight. It was a part even at the end where Tip was like sizing him up.
I don't even think Tip would fight him because Tip knows
he could. No, when he was breakdancing.
Yeah.
No, he actually just...
That was crazy,
he
though.
He just whispered, what's wrong with him?
That was crazy, for real.
So y'all had a dance-off, or what happened?
He just broke out and started pop-locking, and...
That's what it was. He must have felt good about something. He started dancing. What made it bad is Duval said, what the hell are you doing? When he was dancing.
Yeah.
That's what started it. And then Tip was like, that was it.
Now, I think I called him lame or something.
No, y'all kept saying lame.
He was selling lotion.
Don't think you
said
lame.
Oh, he has that coconut oil.
Yeah.
So it was just a matter of lameness? Like...
That was just corny.
Safari must have liked one of Bernice's pictures until I saw it or something.
I don't know what it was. I don't think he was messing with Bernice back then, but it was something else, but it was just...
Who was Bernice?
You know who Bernice is, that fine girl.
I'm trying to play it the right way.
He's trying to act like
you're saying that he's messing with her now. He just wasn't messing with her back then.
I don't know if he was messing with her back then. I don't know. I'm going by what he said he did.
Do you feel like Bernice is the one that got away?
Shut up, man.
I tried to put you on back in the day.
You didn't try to put me on. You didn't try to put him back
on. I showed him the Instagram.
Before she got a body
done? That's not putting somebody on, Charlamagne, showing them on Instagram.
Yeah. I was bull skating. I should have tried. Tried to shoot my shot, but I didn't. She probably would have turned me down.
Not after Drake bought no car.
I think it was
before the car.
Ain't nothing before. It's always been
y'all
a car,
sound like
man.
Girls right now. Why are you guys in here?
How we sound like girls? let's go back to your booty dance.
Come on.
We talking like girls. So how long did it take you to heal?
I don't have a fake butt. I have a little butt. It's regular.
Well, stand up and show us then. Stand up and show us then.
I don't know about this butt we saw on Instagram.
Let's show us right now.
Go back on vacation.
Maybe you guys should do a Girl House Part 2 and it could be about that.
About butt?
Yeah, you're going to star in it.
All right, we got more with Lil Duval and D-Ray coming up next. We'll get their thoughts on Janet Jackson's divorce and more, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Tory Lanez with Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Lil Duval and D-Ray Davis in the building. Charlamagne?
What the hell is Snoop doing in this movie?
Snoop being Snoop, actually. Yeah. He's I don't want to tell the movie. Just watch it, because he's in it and he's being Snoop. You know what I'm saying? He's actually funny in the movie. Faison is funny as hell in the movie.
I'm going to say like this. I don't never guarantee nothing. If you don't laugh at this movie, you just don't like comedy, because that movie's funny, man.
And actually, this movie is for the culture, for real,
and
man.
And it's 420, which is great.
I'm going to see it.
And it's actually in theaters?
Yeah, it's in theaters.
How many theaters, you know?
Like over 1,000. It's like 1,200.
Actually, what the hell you mean, actually?
Yeah. No, it's funny for real, man.
Actually,
dude. It's actually theaters. Y'all just promoting some straight to DVD.
No. It's a theater. And honestly, truth be told,
I can't stand that.
Truth be told,
you know, that's like, look. They run the movie outside the theater. Like a drive-in movies are on a projector.
It's on Periscope.
You know when you look at your comments, people be asking you that, Duval.
Yeah.
They be like, is this going to be in theaters?
Honestly, movies really don't have to go to theaters no more to get a big buzz.
No, not at all.
That's something you say when it ain't going.
Nah, but I'm saying, that's why I can say it. That's why I can say it. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, but I do think it's better for the code, because if this movie works, it's going to open doors for a lot of other movies, for real. Mm-hmm. Because that's how Hollywood works. They only do what they see work. So if they see, look what Get Out. As soon as Get Out came out, they did $100 million. They gave him like eight movie deal after that.
Right. So you think you could be the next Kevin Hart?
I don't want to be the next Kevin Hart. I want to be Duval. You know what I'm saying?
Put your mask on when you say that.
Yeah.
Put your mask on when you say that.
Yeah.
I like when y'all look.
You want to be the next Bernice with your booty? You ain't going to win, Angela. Leave it alone.
Now, what happened to that drone? You used to have a drone that you take everywhere with you.
Yeah, man. People messed it up. I knew it was going to happen, though. Like, when it's new, ain't nobody know about it. But once people start knowing it, they start using it the wrong way. Like, you had people flying drugs from Mexico to here, and they had one dude put a gun on the drone and was shooting with it.
Yeah.
So it made it hard. I couldn't even get in certain countries no more with it, because they banned them. Oh. So I stopped. I mean, I still do it every now and then, but I don't use it as much as I used to. Mm-hmm. But I mean,
once again, he just stunted for no reason. Right. I can't get in certain countries.
Yeah, he did.
I ain't stunt. No, you stunt.
He said he made travel hard.
No, Envy stunt.
Yeah,
no,
Envy does.
No, him and his wife.
Yeah, they do.
Like that picture you posted.
The matching Rolls Royces.
Yeah, with her leg up.
Oh my God.
Like,
oh my
goodness. No, that's when I realized Envy was really rich. When I saw him in the Maldives at this place, That was like 60,000 a night. No, ain't no way in there.
60,000 a night.
Yeah. He got this on. He got that.
David, you paid 60,000 a night.
That Diddy Rich, his wife still look good.
I work hard.
The kids look like they didn't come from the wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, she never ever had kids. They have somebody else have their kids so she can stay looking good. I see what... That's money. That's money, but save it up. He got a clone at home. This woman looks just like his wife at home.
No, the nanny. The nanny fat as hell. The nanny at home.
They treat her bad, too. Get in. Go watch the Rolls Royce. Let Ken do this.
You think Janet Jackson a gold digger?
Yeah, oh, man, now she figured it out.
But Janet got her own money. She don't need to be a gold.
Now she ain't have 500 million.
No, who dipped, though, after having a baby? Who dipped? Who get emotional now? Now you emotional?
I mean, it happens.
Man, I'd go beat up some brothers if I was dude.
She only had to be able to do it for 5 years.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
She had to be able to do it for 5 years. If she stayed with him for 5 years, she got $500 million. She stayed with him for 5 years, 2 months. Now she get a divorce.
And by the way, Charlamagne, you would have did the same thing.
Oh, she got to die.
Yeah.
She got to die.
No, yeah. No, dog. You're going to beat up brothers. Beat up Jermaine.
Nah, if I could afford $500 million, she can disappear.
Well, as Chris Rock says, though, if she wants half, and you got $1 billion, it's not a big deal. You still got $500 million.
I didn't say she could die. I didn't say she could die.
Lil Duval can still kill Janet Jackson.
I did not say that. But I'll take it if y'all promote the movie.
Anybody that takes $500 million from you is just a greedy person.
That's evil, man.
You never made that in your life.
That's evil, man.
No matter how much you sold, no matter how ass you sold, no matter what you done did, you ain't sucked that much nothing. He thought he had to control Janet, just like the other little dudes bouncing on these other older singing chicks. After they get in that hot tub, they like, why you want to keep your bathing suit on while we have sex? Why so you want to cut a little slit?
You saying that's why Drake left J-Lo?
I don't think they ever hit.
But
I don't think he ever hit that.
Though, now she cuddled up with somebody her age.
A-Rod. Yeah.
And it makes sense.
J-Lo's still bad, though.
J-Lo fine. I can't lie, but J-Lo ain't. You ain't finna, you know what I'm saying, hold hands, walk up, you know what I'm saying?
I would.
All your boys gonna say you was J-Lo. They gonna say you was something incredible, though?
Yeah.
No bet.
Well, Charlamagne likes Patti LaBelle.
Patti LaBelle's the best, finest thing out here.
Oh, Patti was fine.
Nah, Nicki Murphy, man.
Yeah, she bad.
That's the bad.
That's the kind she of
bad.
Wife you
Nicki
got.
Murphy.
She bad. You got a Nicki Murphy.
Now, Nicki Murphy.
You know who else bad? Pilar Sanders.
She crazy. Nah, she's crazy.
I don't know. She's nuts.
But this is how guys talk, for real, huh?
What's wrong? What was that wrong?
Tracy Edmonds. I ain't seen her in a while.
Still bad.
Tracy. That's who Deion with. Shout out Deion Sanders, man.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Deion left
with
Lord with
Tracy?
Yeah,
he went
to Tazza
Morrell. They figured
it up. D-Ray be out here, too. Don't get it twisted.
D-Ray has two
Ain't nobody ran through more women in Hollywood than D-Ray. Ain't nobody ran. If they popping out, D-Ray ran through them when she first got to L.A.
French?
Yeah, man.
D-Ray. Now, D-Ray.
D-Ray.
Fresh ain't got.
Man.
Hey,
D-Ray
I ain't
going to D-Ray got the OGs, too. D-Ray 57 on the low.
I don't like to pee two people horn, but, like, from day one, D-Ray been on these girls for about a good 15 years. Celebrity girls,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he has.
Everybody you see popping now, he probably done went through them.
Well, D-Ray, you never had to sleep with a woman for your come up?
Nah, what you mean to survive? Yeah, hell yeah.
To survive?
You ever slept with a man?
Yo, I sleep with a
come up.
Wait, so you had to sleep with women to survive? A place to stay?
Yeah, like
for Girl House in Theaters, 420. Make sure you go see it.
Duval saying things he imagining.
Yeah.
That he want. He like, man, I want a man.
Why do people think that, though?
You ask chicks along, Duval?
Why do people think what?
Wait, what do people think?
Why do people think men got to have sex with men in Hollywood to come up?
Because it's kind of true.
I thought Charlamagne was going somewhere else.
I just think the weaker individuals who don't have no ground, or not willing to say, get your hands up.
They'll try you for real. Yeah, I've been trying before.
I can see that.
Who tried?
People always say what they gonna do when somebody's trying.
He said, I can see that.
Tell us a story about how somebody tried you, because I can see why a man.
You know what somebody tried me? At the barbershop movie thing. When we did barbershop.
Oh, I got to edit.
Yeah, man. So I'm sitting there. I don't know if I should say this, though.
Tell us.
I was on set of the movie or whatever, and one of them high exec, it was barbershop 2, wherever it was at. It was barbershop 2. And one of the dudes came up, he was like, it was an old white guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, you having a good time? I said, I'm just doing such and chilling, this, that, whatever. So he was like, you really want a part? Mm-hmm. I said, yeah. So we sitting there chilling. He's like, come hang out with me, this, that, whatever. So this other guy, I ain't gonna say his name, he a celebrity. So he said, you met Tuck? He's like, hey, man, that dude like boys. You know, I'm a little dude, yeah. So I'm like a boy to him.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is before
yeah,
I got
yeah,
little
yeah.
gray hairs here and that's whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like I start putting two and two together. So I see, so I go back over there and he's like doing, winking to me. And like people always say what they'll do if somebody try them, but you really don't know what you'll do until that happens.
Right. So you went.
Girl, shut up. Hell no, I ain't go. Did y'all see me in barbershop too?
No.
Okay.
I seen D-Ray in a barbershop.
Yeah, D-Ray was in it though.
Never was in a barbershop.
That's all I'm saying.
D-Ray,
D-Ray, D-Ray was in it.
Hey, everybody.
And that ain't the only time
know,
I done got tried.
Everybody know if anybody know. You know what I'm saying? I'm a hands-on dude.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't
yeah.
play games at all with none of that. So I'm going to tell you like this.
Nah, we joking
though. First of all, though. I think you confused me because you said there's a white dude. In barbershop, who
no, a white dude is exec. No,
executive.
Was,
he said
there was no damn exec on that movie. That was white. So
no, it was. No, I'm talking about from the studio. There was somebody from the studio.
These are barbershop too. I'm like, where was you at? What city was you in?
I don't remember.
Exactly.
I don't
sounds
remember.
Like a fake story.
I just know that happened for real.
But I can see why somebody would try you.
Why?
Because he's like a little fun. Toss him around. Like
toss me.
She said you fun size, shorty.
Yeah, talking.
She said you fun size, shorty.
Okay. Booty shots got her arrogant as hell. Okay.
She wasn't this arrogant before that?
Nah, she wasn't talking like this before that. I told
it's a
you, when you get your body, you get a lot of confidence.
Oh my goodness. She's it's a compliment. Showing. I could see why guys would try
that's proof that she
you.
Got her booty done.
Yeah,
compliment.
Nah, but the movie be out. You know, 420.
Girl House.
Girl House
is out. It's the Breakfast Club. Little Duval and D-Ray Davis.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
This just in. All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, host of The Herd, Colin Cowherd, has asked for Cisco to do an endorsement song for LeBron. He wants to make sure that LeBron gets the NBA MVP award.
Cisco from Love and Hip Hop?
No, Cisco from Drew
artist.
Hill.
It's just out of Def Jam. Thong,
now,
thong,
it only makes sense if you could do a LeBron song to do Thong Song over because it sounds like it could be the LeBron song, right?
No, you didn't.
Well, let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
Friday could be MVP, but he coughs up the ball if he don't play it. Got more turnovers than the bakery. No stats that big, why you asking me? Westbrook been really hot. Then again, he missed a million shots. Some nights he can't hit the parking lot. Try to say it's a kill of gold. KC hurt his knee. This shit won't be Steph Curry. Kawhi B-O-R-I-N-G. Now let's go to the E. Show Isaiah need to up his game. Whoa, to be honest, but I can announce his name.
Whoa.
It's so wrong if you don't give it to LeBron.
If LeBron accepts that record, I predict the first round playoff loss to whoever they play.
If LeBron accepts that record wearing a thong,
What's wrong with
that would be amazing.
Okay, Angela. Listen, Cisco's having a little resurgence.
The LeBron thong
Cisco's
song.
Having a little resurgence, by the way.
He is.
Because Ludacris sampled the thong song record.
On Vitamin D.
Who played that yesterday?
I played it.
You played it? Not that, man. I'm talking about the Cisco and LeBron record. Huh?
Colin Cowherd.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Colin Cowherd actually asked for the song.
Cisco. I actually like Cisco, man.
And the video was good. They did a little video to it. The video is hilarious.
Like Cisco. Why shouldn't he make money off
it? It actually sounds like songs that you guys do in here to real songs. You know how you guys just change the words and it's fun?
No.
It sounded a little fun.
You've been on drugs ever since you came back from wherever you came back from.
I don't know what you're
talking
about.
Don't make me post no video of it. You sure?
You
have never changed the words to any songs in this room. All right.
It's Friday!
All right. Wendy Williams has a response about why Tyrese has been talking the way that he has about women. And if you guys remember, I know Tyrese and Ludacris are up here and I wasn't here because I was in Jamaica on vacation. But Tyrese had posted on Instagram about women and how ladies of all races think dudes are just stupid. We know the difference in real hair and fake clip-ons. We know eyelash extensions. We know fake hard breasts pointing in four directions with your ribs showing in the middle, so on and so forth. Well, he came up here and tried to clarify his remarks.
I realized from putting up that post is that we are the first to attack each other, period. So if I offended women from making them think or believe that I don't see the value in you because you may have hair, makeup, and this and that, my words were twisted. That's the last thing I'm doing. I was to alienate my own fan base and demographic. But
right.
I still feel the way I felt. Like, we notice more than you think.
All right. Well, Wendy Williams has her own theory on what Tyrese is talking about, and here's what she said.
Tyrese, you never say anything bad about men. You're always talking bad about women. Never anything bad about men. Well, he likes men.
Come on now. Oh, I don't know if that's what that means.
Tyrese does talk bad about men as well. Tyrese talks bad about everybody.
Mm-hmm. Anyone can get it.
He's not even talking bad. Tyrese just thinks he's helping. That's what Tyrese does. Tyrese offers his unsolicited opinions on a number of different topics. Okay.
Sometimes it doesn't come across the way he intends it.
No, sometimes y'all ignore Tyrese and sometimes y'all don't. If you don't want to hear from Tyrese, just ignore him all the time.
Just block him.
I keep telling y'all. How many times a week does Tyrese group text us, Envy?
A lot.
How often do I reply?
Once, maybe every eight, nine days. Yeah, once every 9 days.
But once you need Tyrese to come and save your marriage, Envy, what's the first thing you do?
Well, he didn't save my marriage. You can't just ignore. He had a conversation with me. But we were talking something your wife. Serious. Tyrese sometimes just talks some bull crap.
Like, you can't just be his friend when you want to be.
No, we're always
his friend. No, that's my guy. That's always his friend.
Well, then you guys need to respond to those group chats.
No, sometimes it just hit us about a Jeep he just looked at or did. Like, I'm not responding to that.
This is what he does. He tests what he's about to put on Instagram.
Yeah, that's what he does
with his people.
Yeah, with me.
So he kind of previews it.
Yeah, and I would think that when I don't reply or when I say sometimes this isn't a good idea. Remember that time he posted? I'm not even going to say
what. But he goes with it anyway, though.
Remember that? Did it?
What?
Ooh. I think he posted it and deleted it.
What?
Remember that time after Birdman came here?
Yes.
And he posted a picture of a gun. And he was like, y'all wonder why Charlamagne has no fear when he's in that studio. That's what he keeps under the table. I'm like, what are you doing? That's not even true.
All right, now.
He posted it and then deleted it.
Going back to...
I told him to take it down. What are you doing?
I know this is rumor report. Now, we got to back up and backtrack a little bit about changing lyrics to songs. Because we talked about the Cisco... LeBron song and about whether or not you guys up here ever change the lyrics to songs in this room. And we actually have an example of that.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all in his butt. That wasn't even me. I don't know who was that. Who was that?
Now that was...
Nothing can stop me. I'm all in his butt.
I don't know who was that.
That was a rendition that you did, Charlamagne.
Angela, you work for the Trump administration. She's just making up stuff now.
So all the way up.
God dang. You the Sean Spicer.
I just wanted to prove that y'all be lying in here, okay?
Who lying? I don't know who that was. Nothing can stop me. I'm all in his butt. That voice don't sound familiar.
Nah, that voice don't sound familiar.
I don't know who that was.
I believe
the fifth. Wow. We know who voted for Trump in this room,
man. I don't know.
We know who would be the White House speaker.
Facts don't matter at all. It's just alternative facts going on here.
All right, now. Tory Lanez was arrested on gun and drug charges. He was pulled over, and he had an expired dealer's tag on his Rolls Royce. And apparently, according to reports, he got arrested on several charges, including carrying a concealed firearm, possession of cannabis, which was 20 grams or less, and driving without a valid driver's license. Now, Tory Lanez then posted, after this story broke yesterday, he posted on Instagram a picture of himself. He said, "Believe none of what you hear and only half of what you see. Don't fall behind the hype of the net." So... I don't know what that explanation is, but maybe he's trying to say he didn't get arrested. Maybe those charges are trumped up. But that is his response. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne!
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
We need Jeffrey, Lord of the Lies, to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him.
Okay, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked, and then Lil Yachty will be in the building. So don't move, it's the Breakfast
Little
Club.
Lil Yachty, the Andre 3000, the SoundCloud rappers. Nothing can stop me. I'm all in his butt.
The donkey of the day.
That's time for the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey of the day for Friday, April 14th goes to CNN's Jeffrey Lord. Now, I hate Jeffrey Lord's face. He is absolutely one of the most least appealing faces on any news network. He looks like the penis of an elderly man butt-naked in the gym, small, pink, with a tuft of gray hair covering it all. Now, yesterday morning, Jeffrey Lord of the Lies was on CNN, and he decided to draw a comparison between Martin Luther King Jr. and Donald J. Trump. Yes, MLK Jr. and Donald J. Well, what's the comparison, guys? Let's go to CNN to hear it, please.
Think of President Trump as the Martin Luther King of healthcare. When I was a kid, President Kennedy did not want to introduce the civil rights bill because he said it wasn't popular, he didn't have the votes for it, etc. Dr. King kept putting people in the streets in harm's way to put the pressure on so that the bill would be introduced. That's what
Jeffrey,
finally
you do
worked.
Understand so that you do understand that Dr. King was marching for civil rights because people that looked like me were being beaten. Dogs were being sicked on them. Basic human rights were being withheld from these people merely because of the color of their skin. So let's not equate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., a humanitarian, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, to the vagina-grabbing President Donald Trump.
Drop on the clues bombs for Simone Sanders, damn it. Donald Trump is the Martin Luther King Jr. of healthcare. Martin Luther King Jr., a man who's awarded at least 50 honorary degrees from different colleges and universities. He's the youngest recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize, being compared to the executive producer of Celebrity Apprentice.
The Twitter finger god.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., a man who is best known for his role in the advancement of civil rights. There would probably be no Civil Rights Act in 1964 if it wasn't for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The Civil Rights Act in 1964 that outlawed discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex. What has our celebrity in chief Donald Trump done or is doing that is even comparable to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.? Can you play that clip again? Just play the short version. I just want to hear Jeffrey Lord of the Lies. Play Jeffrey Lord of the Lies. I'll tell you when to stop it.
Think of President Trump as the Martin Luther King of healthcare.
Okay, you can stop it right there. I just wanted to hear that part again. Jeffrey Lord of the Lies, okay? Dr. King, he said Dr. King kept putting people in the streets in harm's way to put the pressure on so that the bill would be introduced. No, Dr. King was putting people in the street and hitting the streets himself because everywhere black people went in America during the Civil Rights era, they were in harm's way, okay? He was fighting for black people to be treated equally as human beings, period. Maybe Donald Trump is like Martin Luther King Jr. to some white people, especially the racist bigots, because Trump and his administration have a dream to make America great again and take it back to the time before the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Donald J. Trump is the exact opposite of everything MLK Jr. stood for. In fact, I'm sure he wants to reverse everything MLK Jr. got accomplished. So how could he ever be compared to Martin Luther King Jr. in any way, shape, or form? We just need to let our legends jerseys stay in the rafters. Okay, don't compare anyone to them, good or bad. Just leave it alone. Stop letting new people try on the OG's legacies, okay? President Trump is the Martin Luther King Jr. of healthcare. That makes no sense. That's like saying Lil Yachty is the Andre 3000 of SoundCloud rappers, or LeBron James is the Michael Jordan of premiering new exclusives on Snapchat. He might be, though. He might be. Bishop T.D. Jakes is the Jesus of collecting tithes and offerings. None of that makes any sense whatsoever, does it? That's exactly how Donald Trump is the Martin Luther King of healthcare sounds. I don't know what any of it has to do with anything, okay? All I know is this is the first and only time ever in my life that I will ever say the Lord is a liar, okay? Please give Jeffrey Lord of the Lies the biggest he are.
All right.
I'm just confused.
Me too.
He was too.
All right. When we come back, Lil Yachty. Yes.
Oh, man. The Andre 3000, the SoundCloud rappers.
Oh, boy. Lil Yachty will be joining us, so don't go anywhere.
See how stupid it even sounds to even have Lil Yachty and Andre in the same sentence? You see what I'm saying?
It does. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Girl, your body good and you're special to me. Wanna make you my lady officially. From your ticket for Biden, me willing for pay. Fly you in from distance away.
Right. My AI just changed. It just buzzed the front gate. I thank God you came. How many more days could I wait? I made plans with you. And I won't let them fall through. I lie for you. I think I die for you. Jodeci cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller. Yeah. Okay, you like it when I get aggressive. Tell you to go slower, go faster. Like controller, controller, yeah. Like controller, controller, yeah. And I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they pre knowing I lie for you. Thinking I die for you. Show to see, cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller.
Controller, yeah. Baby, you make me happy. Wind up your sexy body if you pop it. Your eyes, them looking at me. And you turn me on like a new Bugatti. Naughty things more on your door. Some you woulda love it if you coulda come true. Make me smoke a spliff, have a drink, me and you. Then me release a stress I have, feel avenue. Sexy, me see what probe. Make me bend you over in your bra and your shoes. Baby, want make you so road. You're pretty in a clothes, but me love when you know that. Baby, it not take you nothing for move me. You bad like action movie. She stuff you beat rough tonight, not smoothly. Me love how you unruly.
I think I lie for you. Thinking I die for you. Show to see, cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller.
She love when we do it all night. And she make it clap when she ride my bike. She cock it up on the private flight. For me lace her up like my brand new Nike. Me say me want her all my life. When she sing the note on the cordless mic. Me want her all my life. All my life. Me see it say ya sexy, me see what probe. Me me bend you over in your bra and your shoes. Baby, want make you so road. You're pretty in a clothes, but me love when you know that. Maybe it not take you nothing for move me. You bad like action movie. She said you beat rough tonight, not smoothly. Me love how you unruly.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, sir.
Lil Yachty.
Hi.
Good morning, Yachty. How are you today, sir? Hello. You out here getting a lot of money. Target, Sprite, Target, Icy.
Yeah, Target.
Last time you was here, you didn't have all that ice on, so you got your whole grill iced out. What's happening, my brother?
Feeling good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm blessed. Happy to be alive.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
What made you feel like that this morning? Charlie Murphy?
Nah. How would I feel happy?
Why would that make him happy?
Because he's happy to be alive.
Whenever he's not happy
dies,
that someone
enjoy
died.
Life more. Duh. Kind of stupid ass statement.
He's happy to be alive every day.
Yes,
every
but when day. Somebody dies, when dies, especially somebody you know, you appreciate your life more, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I mean, it just seemed like a trauma.
I just went to a funeral yesterday. I didn't feel happy at it. But
you should have been happy you're not the one in the casket.
I felt sad that my mom was crying. I mean,
this is awkward.
Why do you like a little differently?
It's weird.
You got a new album coming out, Teenage Emotions.
Now, that sounds like a white pop girl's album title.
Hey, man.
Like
I'm a
Katy Perry
fan. Mm-hmm. She had her album's called Teenage Dream.
Hey, man, if that's what it is, I'm taking it.
Well, explain the title, though.
You know, basically it's just like, it's catering, you know, as a teenager, you go through so many different emotions trying to figure yourself out, you know what I'm saying, in high school, and just trying to, you know, figure out who you are, whether, you know, you one day you could be happy, sad, you know what I'm saying, emo, just like, I don't know, you never know how you're feeling one day, so it's just an album catering to the youth and, you know what I'm saying, everyday emotions and how you feeling, you know what I'm saying?
You feel like this is the best time of your life right now so far?
Yeah, for sure.
It should be, as much as he's doing.
I don't remember much time before last year.
Wow.
It was nothing to remember. That great? It wasn't really nothing to remember.
So. Really? You mean you gotta remember like the little things, like the first time you got hit, first time you had sex.
It wasn't far from then.
Oh, really?
I mean, maybe a year.
How old are you now, Yachty?
I'm 19. I just saw you like a couple months ago.
I don't remember.
He's not even listening.
You guys talk so fast. I don't know. So when did you first lose your virginity? At like 17?
18.
18?
You know,
wow.
You asked me this last time. You know.
I did?
Yes.
I don't remember.
We know. You get old.
I just told you that.
You get old. Now, you know, they first called you a one-hit wonder when you came out.
They tried to.
And you've had a couple of records hit before. Besides that, you've had
a lot of great features.
Target commercials. You had features. So what do you say to all the people that called you a one-hit wonder when you came out?
Hi.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I have nothing negative to say.
Right.
You, now, let me ask you this. You become like the poster child for like, oh, it don't matter if you're old or new. It's like whenever they want to say what's wrong with hip hop, it's Little Yachty. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I don't know, but it keeps buzz talking.
What the hell is down there, Yachty? Your jewelry's not going.
Nah, it's my tank top keeps showing
something
at the
just
top.
Fell too over there. I don't know, some type of.
Oh yeah, my bracelet.
I don't know. That's a key.
That would have been a good.
Your bracelet
come
fell.
On.
If your bracelet falls,
no, I didn't.
You did.
On my wrist.
I thought.
That's still on. I thought it fell off. I don't know something. Oh, that's not mine. That's a marijuana key.
You high, Yachty? What? Are you sure that's not yours? That wasn't there before you came in here.
Did you smoke before you got out the truck?
Whose key is that?
Now you're trying to set Yachty up now. Yachty high as hell, man. Yes, he is.
I haven't been high in 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't smoke weed or nothing?
No.
Oh, wow.
I had. Yeah, what?
It was like kind of a like, wow. I was like, wow.
I don't know what's going on.
I really
said Charlamagne.
Yachty was answering. Yachty,
I think you got Charlamagne nervous.
You know what I said? I said, wow, why? You understood what I said. I said, wow.
Yeah, I got the grip. I had bad experiences with it.
A word.
Yeah.
Bad trips?
Yeah.
With just weed or with something in the weed?
No, I don't know. I would assume it was just weed or maybe just me or I don't know.
Who did you smoke with? Wiz or something?
No, it was way before I got on. It was when I was in high school, like 10th grade.
Mm-hmm. You think because of like the teenage emotions, like, you know, you still dealing with insecurities and fears and the weed, like, intensified that?
No. I just wanted to be the cool kid to stand out and be like, I don't.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Be different.
Yeah, and I used to just test my mic because, you know, that's a lot of peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? People try to make you do something or get you to do something. You never notice it's them trying to, like, really influence you to do it. But, I don't know
why people try to force themselves to like weed or force themselves to like things that they don't like just because everyone else does it.
Yeah, well, that was me in high school. I feel like that was me in high school trying to make myself smoke. I just wasn't a smoker.
It's like peer pressure.
Sometimes you just don't really.
I talked about it a lot the other day. Like, it's like as a kid, as a teen, you want to be accepted. So a lot of times you do things that your friends do so you can feel that you're cool.
And I did everything my friends did in high school. I tried out football team. I was like a linebacker. Like, I was just trying to get in where I got in. Like,
you ever tried like Molly and stuff?
Nah.
Okay, good.
I saw Young Thug say something yesterday that was interesting. He said that you shouldn't want to be around your friends that encourage you to be normal. Be around the friends that embrace your weirdness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's dope.
You have a lot of new friends now? Or are you?
Not really, no. I don't hang out with people. I kept the exact same friends.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like hang out with a lot of like.
Now, in between the time that you lost your virginity and now, how many women would you say you've had sex with?
You're not setting me up like that.
I mean, if you had to guesstimate about how many.
Nah, I can't do that.
This guy's a gentleman over here. I ain't telling you that shit.
You probably got a girl. You got a girl, right?
Oh, yeah.
He said, yeah. You can't have a girl.
I got, because I can't. I'm
you just was arguing over India Love not that long ago.
I'm so old.
I know, but it wasn't that long
ago.
No,
but I'm telling you, it's old. Old and expired.
So since then you've had a girlfriend.
Yeah. Me and India is.
Oh.
It was a regret, something you wish never happened.
You know, it was not, because it was a life lesson for me, you know. I needed that to go through the Soulja Boy thing to realize that these rappers are so fake.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Soulja Boy?
Well, you can't compare Soulja Boy to all.
I can't, but it can open my eye to just not be so friendly.
Yeah.
I'm going to always be friendly, but not to be so just trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you're having a good time, like you're on tour with Migos, and I'm sure you...
I'm not.
Oh, you weren't on tour with the Migos?
No.
Were you open for them for a few shows, or you did?
Yeah, I did that. Yeah, we did that.
You got a record with them dropping today.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you consider them to be people that you're cool with, though?
Of course. Right. It's like, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
I look at it like brothers more than friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of like, we really don't have a choice. Not saying that we don't want to be, but it's just like, it has to be like that. You know uh-huh. Like, we have to be connected, you know?
We got more with Little Yachty when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Little Yachty's in the building. Now, Charlamagne.
Now, why did you and your boys, y'all about to beat up a fan for not having enough energy?
He wasn't a fan. We would never beat up a fan.
He was insulting them.
It was South by Southwest. You know, South by Southwest, those shows are a mix of crowd people was trying to come in to see somebody on the bill. He was definitely not a fan.
He was just there to heckle you or something?
Yeah, he was over 25.
20.
Yeah. 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 How you know he was over 25?
People over 25 like you.
Yeah, he had, I'm just saying, but he didn't.
He was heckling you?
He
like,
was tall.
You?
He had a...
heckling?
He had one of those beards. He just looked elderly.
He was got a beard.
Youth elder. He had the youth elder look.
Oh, young old. Yeah. One of them young old. Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, like, where the real hip-hop at? Get off the stage, what, Johnny.
Why do y'all all have old laptops?
Because we old.
I'm the only one with Apple up here. You know, the old people up here.
Well,
I'm cheap.
I'm going to be honest. We used to have old chairs, and then Kevin Hart bought us new ones.
Oh, that's so
nice. If you would like to donate to the Breakfast
Now that you're here.
Laptop.
Yeah, if you really want to make a lasting impression in the culture, y'all. You buy the Breakfast Club from laptops. That means every video that you see from the Breakfast Club, you'd be like, I bought them laptops.
And you can show people that you really care about the generation before you.
There you go. There you go. Take care of your elders.
Take care of your elders.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm cool.
These old people. What do you think about the FBI investigating Trump's campaigns for his ties to Russia?
Damn. That's how you do me? Damn. This early? Okay. All right. No comment.
We saw you in the studio with Nick Cannon, man.
Yeah, I just did a verse for him. I just did Wild and Out on Monday.
Did you write for him? Did you write for Nick Cannon?
No.
What was that laugh for?
That sounded like a shot, kind of.
No. Nick Cannon has writers sometimes. He writes to people sometimes.
Nah. He just had a hook. I did a verse. It's a dope hook.
He did the hook?
Yeah.
You should have did it.
Why you say it like that?
Daddy, you better than Nick Cannon.
I mean, you know, Nick's a really nice guy.
Yeah, he's a nice person. I'm talking about as a rapper. Like, so, you're a better artist.
Yeah, that was even more insulting because you didn't say, no, he's a dope artist. You said he's a nice guy. He's a good person.
Come on, say his music is dope. Nah, you got good with that.
I respect you for going on Wild and Out. Because I'm sure they had a bunch of jokes. But that lets me know you don't take yourself that serious. What? They don't really get to you.
He's saying the same jokes the internet say. Just mumble jokes.
Yeah, mumble rap jokes. Yeah. Do you even care about that mumble rap?
I just don't understand because I don't see where I'd be mumbling. But, I mean, whatever.
It's people listening to this interview that don't understand you right now.
It's my teeth.
It's the teeth? Okay. Do you take the teeth out when you rap?
Yes.
The mumble rap. I don't think it's a mumble. I just think it's like it's the southern dialect. It's the maybe you're rapping a little fast. Like people just don't understand. I don't think you're mumbling.
Yeah, but I don't like. I'm the mumbling is like the free. That's when they be freestyle. I really be like. I'm not saying I like really be like. I really be spitting, but like I feel like I open up my mouth, or I be humming rather than like singing.
It can be melodic mumbling.
What?
I like it personally. I don't care.
I mean, I'm not trippy, you know what I'm saying? As long as I continue to prosper, I'll take mumbling to the top.
Now, you said Drake was better than Biggie and Tupac, right? One time.
No, I never said that.
What did you say?
I
recorded that. I didn't say nothing. I held the phone and recorded my friends arguing with my manager and Cody Shane's mother.
What do you think about Hov?
I never cared about that.
I think Jay-Z is one of the smartest artists, along with P. Diddy.
Mm-hmm. And nice guys, too.
I think P. Diddy hates me.
Why?
Because it was a bigger remark. I haven't spoken to him, though. I remember he posted a video on the internet talking about new rappers. I just felt like he was targeted straight at me.
Oh, he said that thing. But yeah. See, that's you. That's you being in your own head. Because like I told you earlier, you are the poster child.
Exactly.
For whack rappers. If they want to say somebody whack, they say you. Whoa.
You're not the poster child for whack rappers.
It happens every few years. It was Trinidad James at one point.
Whoa, that's what I'm in?
Yes, perception-wise.
But we in two different lanes, man, Trinidad James. I feel like to even say that I took his spot, like he was there, and then I stepped in a Trinidad James spot.
No, I'm just saying as far as being the poster child for when people want to say what's wrong with hip-hop.
Who had it before me?
Before you? Trinidad.
Nah, I think it's a little
different. It was nobody before him.
The youth love him.
Exactly.
They like Trinidad.
Trinidad when he first came out.
They tried to say that.
The youth loved him.
They tried to say that about the Migos a little bit. But then the Migos started having those records that was going off in the club, and people started to say, nah, I rock with them.
They did say that with the Migos first.
Yep.
But I wouldn't compare put them in the same Trinidad James.
But my point is, it doesn't matter. It's a generational thing.
Well, of course it doesn't matter, but just to sit here and hear you can put me in Trinidad James' spot of the shine of being terrible. I don't think
so.
I'm
you don't
a
think
claim
Trinidad
that.
Got that flag too?
Well, I don't honestly think I remember. I was in ninth grade when he bought him everything.
Trinidad's over 25. He doesn't give a damn about Trinidad.
I think Trinidad was okay. In that one hit wonder category.
He's also
and that was his claim to fame. And he got that big check, and that's what people hated.
And all the artists in New York was like, this is what's wrong with hip hop. And then he made some comments about. He said something one time, Maison and all of them got on him, Maino and everybody, like,
same thing. Youth like him, 15, 14, 16, that's who listens to Lil
Yachty. You can go younger than 15, you can go to 5. Like, I like to say, I'm one of the father figures of the new rappers.
So
you're shaking your head like you agree.
I mean, yeah, for the youngins, absolutely.
For you moving forward to make sure that you keep on evolving? Like, do you have, like, a plan? Like, okay, I'm going to do these features. I'm going to put out my album. Then after the album, I'm going to do some acting. Like, what's the plan?
Like, I really want to get into acting. I want to do at least a movie this year.
Do you already have movie scripts coming at you?
Well, yeah, I've had a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am, I have, indeed.
Jesus Christ, you don't got to say ma'am.
I don't mind. I'll be a man. Stop it. He's respectful.
That's crazy. What's the next topic? What are we doing?
Them little teenage emotions is raging right now. Those little teenage hormones. He didn't want to look at Auntie that way.
Nah, man.
I'm
a fan.
I'm not going to show you this picture of Charlamagne, but he's bent over naked on all fours.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
Lil Yachty, when is the album coming out? You got a date?
Oh, you almost caught me. No, I can't put that out yet.
No, you don't know. You ain't gonna tell us the date yet.
Nah, I literally almost slipped.
My last question
is it soon? Like in the next month?
Yes.
Is it a surprise release?
No.
Okay.
No. We wouldn't drop the date. We want everything to be cordial.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing to raise awareness for midterm elections in 2018?
Man.
Putting out music.
What you say?
Ladies and gentlemen, Lil Yachty. We appreciate you joining us, man. He's always a good sport. Yachty's always a good sport, man.
Yachty, do you pay attention to politics at all, though?
Nah,
not at all?
Like, I barely have time. Unless it's a diss, which most of the time it is.
Unless it's a diss?
Yeah.
Didn't Vic Mensa throw a shot at you the other day?
Yeah, was you upset about Vic Mensa?
I wasn't upset. I just, I didn't understand it because I met him twice.
Mm-hmm.
He dabbed me up, and that's the only time I've ever met him.
Mm.
And then my DJ is from Chicago and his close friend, so we called him the exact night. And I said, we called him up. And then he said, yo, what's that stuff you did with Yachty? You know what I'm saying? You put me in the middle of that. And he said, oh, that made the internet and laugh. Like, so he really just lame. Mm.
Yeah, so it didn't have nothing to... It was just a shot for no reason.
Basically.
So when y'all saw each other, it's cordial. It's, hey, what's up, Yachty?
Well, yeah, that's the first time I met him. When my manager introduced me to him.
Yeah.
And then that was it. I've never spoken to a big man. So.
You got
to
talk to
the mic, Lil Yachty.
I thought we cut.
No. Can we
that's
you
crazy.
You conversation? I did. I thought it was cool. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. It just people just be throwing salt, you know what I'm saying, just for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
The more successful you are, the more hit records you make, you're going to get more of that. So, you got to be prepared
for
it.
I did not know we were still going.
Well,
who cares?
We'll delete everything you said.
I ain't saying nothing crazy. I ain't tripping. Hey, man. I ain't tripping on that.
No, we'll delete everything negative you said about homosexuals. We'll get rid of that.
Shut up.
I ain't tripping, man. I'm oh, whoa, bro. I just thought about that.
What?
That's wild.
What?
What you just said.
What?
Nothing.
Lil Yachty, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was over, Yachty.
Okay.
The Breakfast Club. This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah. Well,
for everybody excited for the new season of Power to return, 50 Cent went on Instagram. He said, I'm going to let Power return on my birthday.
This season is even better than the last. Make sure you put Starz in your cable package. Power, BMF, tomorrow, today, coming soon.
I definitely got Starz. And the reason I got Starz is, number one, because of Power.
Right.
But I got Starz now because of Power, as well as American Gods, which is coming, a great fictional book I read back in the day. And BMF.
Yeah. BMF. When does that start?
I don't know.
He just said Power, which is coming July 7th. That's 50's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said BMF and Tomorrow Today. I guess that's another show, Tomorrow Today.
Okay.
All of those are coming soon. So it should be pretty exciting. 50 got a lot going on in that realm. All right, Dave Chappelle. He went to John Mayer's concert, and that was on Wednesday night, and he went on stage to actually pay homage to Charlie Murphy. Here's what he said.
John, if you would, there was a night maybe 4 months ago when we were at a hotel cafe in L.A., you went to the piano and you sang a song, and the song that you sang that night reminded me of my friend, Charlie Murphy, our friend. Light guy, if you would, make the lights a tad bit sexier. Rest in peace, Charlie Murphy. We love you. We love your comedy. We love your story.
Well, that sounds like Dave Chappelle's about to drop some hot bars, though.
Who he's on stage?
Rest
is John
in peace,
Mayer.
Charlie Murphy. And he's about to start snapping.
All right, Idris Elba recently did an interview, and he talked about how he felt racism in the UK growing up there. Now, he said he lived in an area that was mostly black families when he was younger, but then they moved to a neighborhood that was non-black, and that's when he became a target. He said, I've been shielded from racial tension, but when we moved, I felt it full whack. He said his school was just off of the Barking Road. He said they would come past our school, and if we got on the bus on a game day, because he played football, if you were Indian or black, you were getting it. Eggs thrown at you, the whole thing. And he said, just if you were Indian or black. That has to be crazy, going from going to a black neighborhood to a white neighborhood and then having to experience something like that.
It might have been beating him up because he was a pretty boy, too, though.
Well, no, he said if you were Indian and if you were black, you were getting eggs thrown at you. Not just him.
Oh, okay.
But other people who were. All right. Now, we already told you Kendrick's album, Damn, dropped last night. That's all everybody's talking about right now. I haven't had a chance to listen to it because I've been at work all morning with y'all. Mm-hmm. I've only heard about 4 or 5 songs now at this point. But you know, I'm going to be listening to that all weekend. I'm excited for it. And Coachella actually kicks off today, and Kendrick is also headlining Coachella.
Dope.
So that's perfect timing.
Perfect timing, yep.
Yes, for something like that to happen. And I know you got some music for us, right, Envy? Being that you're the DJ, we got to play a Kendrick song.
Yeah, we'll play that right before the mix. We'll get into a Kendrick joint. There's so many of them.
I don't even know what to pick because I haven't had a chance to really fully digest it. Like, I've really listened to DNA. I've listened to Loyalty. You said you like the song Feel.
You Feel is
Duckworth,
dope.
Duckworth, I heard everybody talking, so I went to that ninth one and produced that
Kid
one.
Capri's on Feel.
Let's
Kid Capri's voice on there. Shout out to Kid Capri.
Kid Capri. And Mike Will made it. I think he did like 3 songs on here. He produced
I've only gotten up to Fear is the last thing I listened to. I haven't gotten to Duckworth yet, but I mean, it's pretty dope. Pretty dope project. Kendrick don't really disappoint.
Alright, well,
he's the leader of the new school when it comes to these rappers.
I know everybody's gonna be listening to Kendrick and weighing in on that, so let's get the song on. What song we playing right now?
Let's get to Duckworth. Duckworth is actually trending in the country right now, so let's get that on. And then after, we got the People's Choice Mix Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, this is off Kendrick's album. It's called Duckworth. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.